This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Indigenous youth led a march to the Capitol Friday as part of week-long People versus Fossil Fuels demonstrations in Washington, D.C. The week included demonstrations outside the White House, an Army Corps office, and a sit-in at the Department of the Interior. According to the Indigenous Environmental Network, an organizer, more than 600 people were arrested during demonstrations last week. Joy Braun with the Indigenous Environmental Network was among those arrested. She told Democracy Now! Their message is directed to President Biden.
We wanted to bring the front lines to his doorstep to let him see that we are very serious about climate change and declaring a climate emergency. People versus Fossil Fuels came out of Build Back Fossil Free, a coalition of over 200 frontline organizations around the United States that came together and said, we're not being heard. We're not being listened to, and we have to unite.
They're also calling on the administration and Congress to stop all new fossil fuel projects. The Fort Belknap Indian community is requesting an investigation after a mining company filed claims on an environmental reclamation area south of the reservation. Taylor Stagner with Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
The Zortman-Landusky mine reclamation area has been under a mineral withdrawal for 20 years. That's an administrative process that keeps land exempt from new mining claims. The Federal Department of Interior has been renewing the mineral withdrawal every 5 years, but earlier this month, a lapse in that agreement opened up the reclamation area for 48 hours, allowing a mining company out of Minnesota to lay claims on it. Tribal community members and environmental activists want answers about the lack of communication between the Department of Interior, the tribes, and the environmental rights groups that have been working since the late 90s to clean up the Zortman-Landusky mine. Bonnie Gestring is with the conservation group Earthworks. She says the organization has been working to treat water at the old mine.
So the extension of the mineral withdrawal is really crucial because not only do we need to protect the existing reclamation work, but there's ongoing reclamation work and water treatment that needs to be protected in order to provide a safe public resource for those public lands and for the people who live downstream, which is, of course, the Fort Belknap Indian community.
Gestring says that the reclamation project has cost around $50 million of state and federal funds. The Fort Belknap Indian community and the environmental nonprofits on this project are still waiting a response from the Department of Interior. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
New data and maps show the pandemic's impact across American Indian and Alaska Native communities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
When Navajo Nation saw its first cases of COVID-19 in March 2020, Jordan Bennett Begay started a spreadsheet. She's the managing editor of Indian Country Today, and the spreadsheet was a way to track coronavirus cases across indigenous communities. At the time, that data was incomplete. Today, that spreadsheet has evolved into an interactive and comprehensive set of maps and data that are available online. The project was a collaboration between the news outlet and the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health. Allison Barlow directs the center.
This is so important in terms of allocation of resources, whether it was, you know, PPE at the beginning of the pandemic or diagnostic testing, antibody testing, and so forth. How do you distribute these federal resources if you don't know really where the hotspots are?
The maps are available to the public and are updated regularly using data from tribes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by BNSF Railway, innovating with fuel-efficient locomotives and technologies to help reduce emissions and improve air quality. More about BNSF's commitment to the environment at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.